Shooting for perfection. Will Reese Beekman play the ACC Eve? The Dougie Fresh question of the week and more. Hello, everyone. This is the Jay Willie Show. I am Mark Jerome, joined by, of course, Jason Williford. And we are sponsored by Rhines and Rogers, where Charlottesville gets engaged and where people go for their holiday shopping. Jay Wills, did you make it down yet this year?
I have not. I'm on a budget this year. I've been told no more jewelry, no more clothes. So I don't know what I'm getting my wife. I know what I'm getting the boys, but I'm still trying to figure out what I'm getting my wife.
You know, the show is growing, so you can't announce it while we're on while we're live, because it'll get back to them.
I'm good. They got some stuff coming.
That's nice of you. What are you getting, Dougie Fresh?
I'm not sure. It'll be a surprise. something from Reese Beekman. That'll make his Christmas.
That'll make his year.
Yeah.
That'll absolutely make his year. You know, last year I know you went down to Rhines and Rogers, and Kwame was very happy.
Yep.
So it's okay if you take a year off, and maybe next year you can go back. But everyone else can continue to go there.
Absolutely. Please do.
Because they really do have a ton of quality items, great items, and they're really, really nice people. So I encourage people to do their shopping if they're planning to get jewelry or something like that, and go pick up gifts from there. How was your week?
It was a good week. A lot of recruiting. We're in exam break, so I got to hit the road, was up in the DMV. I got to watch my oldest boy play a little bit and do some DC DMV recruiting, and just got back from Carolina. So pretty productive week.
Did they play? Did Stab play? Was that in the Gonzaga tournament?
They played in the holiday hoop fest at DeMatha.
DeMatha.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. How'd they do?
Tough weekend for Stab, the Saints of St. Anne's Belfield. We went 0-2 up there.
But that has a lot of schools. A lot of schools come from a massive population and with high level basketball, where Stab's a smaller school.
Yeah, I'm going to reserve my comments because their ears around, but those were games we should have won. And we're without one of our point guards, which makes a huge difference. Anytime you play without a point guard, that makes a difference.
Who did you guys play?
We played the Buller School Friday and Bishop O'Connell Saturday.
So what's the point guard's name?
John St. Germain.
Okay. And if he's playing, you guys have a chance to beat both those schools?
We got a chance. I think it might be a different outcome.
Those are two strong traditional programs.
Yeah. No, I mean, for us to go up there, and they were competitive games. We were right there, had a chance. It was good for the boys. But we got a good squad this year. I mean, those are games we should be competitive, or we should win. So
you got like three D1 players on the team?
Well, I'm probably not supposed to say names, so I gotta watch it. Well, the kid Carter Lang has committed, so he's going to Vanderbilt. And then there are probably three or four other potential D1 guys on that team. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you got a chance to get some rest. I know you were traveling, but even still, you didn't have a game. So it still allows you to maybe not have as much stress during the week.
No, there's always
excitement.
Always stress. We had some productive practices. I was able to be at every practice. And they were good. But, you know, just between practices and hitting the road and trying to stay on top of these two knuckleheads that I got to do their homework and play well and get do well in their games. It keeps me busy, but I love it.
Well, you're in the right field for it, right? And a great place. And we talked just real briefly, we talked about being in cultures that are just healthy. And when I talk to kids who play for me or different people who've been in different situations in different schools, it really is. You guys really are at the top of the class. Really is.
We try to do it the right way.
No, you definitely do. And the more I talk to, the more I find out, the more surprised I am. And the more people are telling me, like, yeah, no, this is UVA is the exception. Unfortunately. So I'm glad you're in a good situation. I'm glad you have great kids. So I guess Santa's going to be really nice to you this year.
We'll see.
Okay. All right, let's get to it. Big game, lots of anticipation. It's not going to be 1-2, but I believe it's still 3-7, which is still a highly, highly big time contest and a big time challenge.
Two versus five.
I thought you were. Why do I think you were number three?
I'm not UConn, sure.
UConn? I know one pool has you guys.
Well, you're looking at, you got to get off that the social media stuff. You got to look at the AP coaches polls. Don't look at the whatever you're looking at on your phone. Get off of that. You got to go to the right source.
Clearly. Did you watch Alabama versus Houston?
I wasn't able to watch. I was out, but I hear it was a very competitive game. Nothing that I didn't expect, but I know that they're going to be ready for us.
Yep, they are. They play hard. They play fast. They're athletic.
All the above, physical. They're going to try to punch us first, and if we flinch and they smell blood, it could be a long one. But I'm hoping that we're preparing the right way, and we're going to embrace that, the challenge.
There's going to be a lot of talent on that court, a ton of talent.
I love it because I hear all the talk about all these other teams. We play basketball too. I tell our guys that, and we got some talent. And they're coming in here, and they put it on us last year. So we remember what that was like, but we got to execute our game. We got to play our game, and we can't back down. I mean, look, they're bullies, man. That's their culture. They play hard. They're tough, but you can't back down from a bully.
Yep, I was referring to UVA first as far as having lots of talent, and then Houston.
Okay. All right.
You know, you mentioned earlier how valuable having a point guard on the floor is. Is Reese playing on Saturday?
He's still day to day. We're just taking it one day at a time. He's getting treatment. He's working out. But we'll see. As of now, he's day to day.
If the game was tomorrow, is he playing?
If the game's tomorrow, I'm not sure. It's not tomorrow, so we need him to have as much rest as possible. So no, he's day to day. We took today off, so that was good. Sorry, you hear my big dog in the background. We took today off. We actually we had Sunday off, went Monday, Tuesday, today off, and we'll go Thursday, Friday, ready to play Saturday. So as much treatment as he can get, he's getting.
Has he been practicing?
He's doing a little bit.
Okay. So, you know, I know that in the past, Kihei's played where he's been really banged up. And one game he wore a cast on his hand. I know Ty's played where he's been like severely at a disadvantage physically. and most people do play. And Dougie and I have been talking about this for a while now. Most people play, but you know, this could be a much more serious injury. And is it possibly to protect him and not play this one game and keep reserve him for the ACC, which is coming up?
Yeah, I think all that's still to be determined. I think it's how he feels. As much as I know the competitor that Reese is, and I know he wants to go, it's going to be what Ethan and the doctors tell him. I mean, if they tell him he's a go, he'll go. If they tell him no, he won't go. So again, it's day to day. I know he wants to get out there, but it's a long season. So, you know, they're going to be smart with this. And I leave all of that to the experts. That's what they do. We just got to be ready with or without them to execute our game plan.
What is the game plan and what's the strategy for a team like Houston that acts like bullies? I mean, you got some tough players this year, and that's been my whole thing. You guys grind, you guys fight, you guys have a swagger this year. It's different than I've seen in a couple of years with this team.
Yeah, it's simple, man. It's limit them in transition. They're going to want to get it and go. And then we got to keep them off the glass. You know, their next best offense outside of transition and running their stuff is getting it off the glass. And it's got to be a one and done game. I mean, as much as we can limit their second chance opportunities. And for them, it's not just second chance, it's second and third chances sometimes. I mean, they go and get it. So I think it's a simple game plan, but you know, you still got to go out and execute that game plan.
They're not particularly outside of Sharp, who doesn't play a lot, right? I mean, play some. They don't shoot the ball great from the outside.
No, right? But Sasser is a heck of a guard. We saw that last year. I like the kid Shed. I think is the other guard. You know, at times they go in slumps, but so do we. You know, from an offensive standpoint, it's going to be a beautiful defensive battle. That's what I keep telling people. It's going to be a beautiful battle. First to 50, you know, tough, man, old school Pittsburgh Steeler type football is what I anticipate.
Are you in favor, or are you hoping that the refs call a little tighter, or that they keep it loose? And are you in a game like that where it's going to be? Were you?
Yeah, I think you got to adjust to however they call it. It changes from half to half sometimes. So you just got to be ready. If they're calling it tight, adjust. If they let you play, then you got to play. You know, you meet the physicality. But they're not going to be able to call everything, and you got to be strong with the ball, limit our turnovers. You know, they're a good defensive bunch. I mean, they play solid defense. You know, they were disruptive in what we tried to do last year. But I think we've grown up from that time to now. You know, we had a lot of young first time guys on the floor, in different roles, but I think our guys have grown up. And we've seen a little bit of everything this year so far from a defensive standpoint, a lot of switching, a lot of flooding, keeping the ball on one side. Like we've seen it all. So we just got to run our stuff and be ready to make plays. And when you have opportunities to score, shoot it with confidence and be assertive, be aggressive.
And I got to imagine, we've talked about this before, what a luxury it is to have multiple big guys who you can give a couple of fouls, but also who will rebound the ball fairly well.
Right. No, and you know, and I think Ryan Dunn helps from that standpoint. A guy that can go and get some rebounds above the rim. I mean, that's one of the better qualities that he's got. You know, he'll go rebound the ball out of his area, and he'll go get it above the rim. So you know, you throw a guy like that in the mix, you know, I'm looking forward to see how we do.
You took the question out of Phony Bennett's, I want to say, mouth or text or his question was, do we expect to see more Ryan Dunn this game? Because he's such a great he's a strong defensive player. I won't say great yet, but he's shown he's got ability to play.
Yeah, he's got the dimensions. I mean, he's got length. He's, you know, he's got wingspan. He can slide. He'll rebound, defensive rebound. You know, listen, we're gonna need everybody. Whoever's available, we're gonna need them. All hands on deck. Be ready to go.
Who, you know, we were talking about this. Dougie Fresh and Havlicek and I were talking about if Reese isn't able to go, who do you anticipate picking up the minutes?
Ooh, I mean, you got it. Uh-oh. Sorry, can you hear me?
We can.
All right, so you got to anticipate the two first years playing. You got to go there. Ben's going to have to give you more. You know, Tane, Poppy. I mean, we're going to spread it around. And my guess, you know, I haven't talked to Tone much about it, but because I've been away. But my guess is he'll throw guys, lineups out there, and he'll see what's working. And he'll go with whatever's working. But, you know, it'll be the first time for Ryan and IMAC, you know, that caliber team coming into our place. I anticipate the building being crazy. You know, that's a whole lot for a first year guy.
Right. But also the second years have faced that as well, right? Come at JPJ.
No, I'm anticipating a big time atmosphere, you know, like one of those old Duke Carolina type atmospheres. You know what I'm talking about. So I just hope enough students decide to stay after the exams. They can go home Sunday, but be here Saturday.
We know our guy Spencer's going to be there.
There you go.
Right. And I heard the student section is sold out.
Good.
I think Spencer reported that the other day. There it is. Spencer just sent a text message.
Student tickets sold out. I love hearing that. So yeah. We want it loud in there. Who crew's got to come through for us?
One more question about defensive strategy. How important is it going to be to, in the half court, I understand transition, is it to not allow them penetration and get paint touches?
That's always, I mean, that's packed.
Especially against Houston, because if they're not shooting the ball well.
Well, they're going to throw it up, you know, dump and chase, right? You know, that hockey term, they're going to throw it on the glass and go get it, or they're going to try to put their heads down and drive. So that's all, I mean, for us, our pack defense is keeping it out of paint. We've got to be great on ball. We got to be in our gaps. But then we got to put a body on the body and keep them off the glass.
Right. And we know that's one of the values of a guy like Reese Beekman, who's such a great defensive player and keeping people out of the paint and having great hands and their guards are terrific. Offensively, do you anticipate doing anything different besides sides or block remover and ball screens?
It's what we got. We're going with what we got. You know, if they switch some stuff and we might have to, you know, penetrate, look to put it on the floor more. But no, I don't envision us doing a whole lot more different.
Well, I wish I were part of the student section or at least coming down for this game, because I know it's going to be a great atmosphere.
It should be fun. Tickets are hard to get, man. I've had so many requests and I've had to tell people no, and I feel bad. So my apologies if I told you no. I'll try to get you on another one. But this one's, you know, we're going to have some recruits in the building. It'll be fun.
Right. So my guy, John Trippin, is doing the game. So look out for him. Say hello for me.
Will do.
Real good dude. He was the guy that did the game that gave me the nice shout out when you guys played during the, I don't know if it was, I think it was the Illinois game. So I'll definitely connect you guys. He called me last night, so he might even wanted me to connect with you.
When we were in Vegas, he was the one out of Vegas.
Yeah, he did that game, but he's doing the game on this Saturday for ESPN. All right. Great. Looking forward to that game. I think, you know, I don't remember a national game on a weekend for you guys since maybe Nova.
You're testing my memory. It all runs together. I can't.
At Nova. Outside of that, I'm not sure. Spencer, I'm sure will get it up for us.
Well, there's a huge slate of games on Saturday.
With Duke. Duke, UVA. Outside of ACC, it was Nova. Right. But I think when you guys played Duke at Duke, I think it was 1-2 or 1-3 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I've seen one that was so highly touted with top teams.
I just remembered there have been some big games in there. We had a couple college game days. So LeBron came in the building once. So, you know, big games.
Yep. That love that atmosphere. I miss it so much. All right. So we know we're going to get maybe when is the Reese decision going to be made?
I don't know. Some of this stuff is above my pay grade, Mark, that you're asking me. I'm at a need to know basis. There's Ethan and Tony and Doc, and it goes from there.
You know, Dougie will get that information for us. Dougie's got Ethan on speed dial. He's got Mrs. Saliba on speed dial. He'll get that information and put it on the forum. Maybe he'll have advanced information. Maybe Friday. We'll be able to share that information if it's public. But I mean, if it's not public, he's not going to share it unless, you know, the staff wants it to be known. All right. Well, of course, we're all wishing the best to Reese and the whole team. You know, outside of this game, this is one of two games outside of the ACC you have left for the season. What and then it's Albany with my guy Dwayne Killens is the head coach. So we'll be talking to him in another week. But the ACC is right there.
It's Miami first, right?
Right, Miami, then Albany, yes.
Yeah,
but
yep.
Only two games outside the ACC.
Okay, non-conference, you mean. Yep.
So what is your thoughts about the upcoming ACC season? Are you looking forward to get into it? Are you a little hesitant? Are you, you know, you guys are going in. You guys could be going into it undefeated, right?
Yeah, I'm excited about the season, you know, but it's going to be tough. You know, you start getting into conference play where everybody knows each other and there are not a whole lot of secrets. And those games become a little harder, and especially going on the road. You know, we go down to Miami, they're playing good ball. So, you know, it'll be tough. Okay
ball. They're playing okay ball. But it's still always hard to win. On the road,
always tough to win in conference on the road, and you know they got good guard and they got great guard play. I mean, I'm not good guard play. They got great guard play, and I think that's where it all starts. When you're talking about good teams, you know how good are the guards, and you know, so I'm excited going into league play, but I understand you know what that means. You know, we're gonna get everybody's best. Wherever we go, and you know, we got to be ready for that. We got to be up to the challenge because, you know, you throw records out the window when you get into league play. Anybody can beat anybody, and we know that.
Right. I was just going to mention that, and then after Miami, and then you get the Albany game, and then New Year's Eve at Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
And Georgia Tech solid, not having a great season. But again, you can't underestimate anybody.
No. I mean, we've had some battles. I mean, we've gone down there and they've beaten us and they make it tough with all the changing defenses that he runs and he's keeping you guessing and you know, you don't really get into an offensive flow because of all the switching defenses that he's doing. And you know, I think we go to Pitt. Is it Pittsburgh? I'm trying
Miami.
Yep.
You've got
Albany, then Georgia Tech. Pitt.
And then in January, next game is at Pitt, correct?
Yeah. So you know, tough games, man, against scrappy teams, coaches that know us well. So
right.
we got to be ready. But we got this one coming, and this is a big one.
Big one, I know. But I just, you know, we talked a lot about that. We're looking forward to that. And Syracuse comes to town. Syracuse has two homeboys, Virginia homeboys.
Well, if you include the two other kids from the DMV who have family close by, I mean, they got a lot of kids on that team.
But Charlottesville kids, two basically, well, Justin's two, from Charlottesville.
Yeah, one former Stab kid, one Blue Ridge kid, and they'll be ready to kick our butts. And that zone's always, you know, that's a hard thing to crack. And you got to make shots.
They haven't been playing great. But again, that zone's always going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, that zone.
Great this year. I've watched them play a couple of times. They're okay, but they're going to get better. And they're one of the teams that typically gets better. So, I mean, I think the ACC is solid this year, but not great. The top of the class is really good. That's my feeling, right? You know, Duke is always going to be tough. Carolina, even though their record doesn't really reflect them being that great yet. And I think without having Brady Manick, he made a big difference last year. And the new guys are going to take a little time to acclimate themselves, but they'll get it going. Right? Well, how strong do you think the ACC – we talked a little bit about this. How strong do you think the ACC is this year?
I think some teams have struggled out of the gate. You know, their records speak for itself. But I know that those teams, if they get it together and they're well coached, you know, it's still early. You know, some teams have had some injuries. Some teams are just trying to figure out pieces and gel. But, you know, I think this league, hell, we won the ACC Big Ten. You know, so, you know, I think we can play with anybody collectively. But I ain't worried about the rest of them. We got to be ready to just, you know, defend our home court and try to sneak some on the road.
And I have to make a confession about the ACC Big Ten. I thought the Rutgers would be the inverse.
You did? You thought what?
I thought the Big Ten would have won the way the ACC was going playing.
All right. That's what I'm telling you. Don't sleep, man. We represented well.
We did. And I thought that the ACC would get about five or six wins.
So
they proved to be the much better league.
No, I mean, I and again, it's early. It's still early for a lot of teams. But now you're getting into conference play. You're getting into those dog days of winter ball. But right now for us, this is the best time of year. You know, where exams will be over, and it's all basketball at least till middle of January. So I always love it this time of year.
All right. Before we continue on, let's bring on our guy, who I know is so excited to come on as always. And you know he wants to talk about his boy.
I know it. I got nothing for him, though. I wish I had answers.
He's got Ethan Saliba's number on speed dial. He'll be okay. He doesn't need you.
Rash, where you at?
I know he was on early. So excited to come on. All right, we'll wait till he comes on, but we'll talk about the decorations behind you.
So we got some Christmas stuff going on. My thanks to my mother-in-law. So we've been so busy, man. I couldn't even tell you what day or date it is, but my mother-in-law is helping out. I bought the tree. I did get the tree. So the tree's up.
How tall? How big is it?
I got about it. About an
7 feet.
8 foot, 9 foot tree. So it's in the
That's
house.
Big.
House smells good. I love it when we get that real tree smell, that pine smell in here. And she's actually in the other room doing lights and everything now. I'm gonna get those boys down here in a second to help out. But we're late on Christmas decorations. So we got some cards. A lot of friends and family are starting to send their Christmas cards, and that's what you see hanging behind me.
Well, it looks great. Looks beautiful. I'm sure the rest is perfectly decorated. Dougie, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, man. My bad. I was
about your boy.
I was off.
Jay Wills has nothing for you on that. So you got to go. We were talking about this. You got to go straight directly to Ethan.
You got to come. Yeah. I I've been away. And I got nothing other than I know he's day to day.
Yeah, man. I just like to talk about myself again. For once. So my second year, I had a foot fracture. And I missed 5 games. I came back strong. You weren't there yet, Jay.
That's before me.
But my appendix.
Well, you came back fast.
I missed one game. Marky, one game. You guys were at Georgia Tech, Jay. We were.
Yeah.
But I was out and I was like, you know what? I came back. I was shooting free throws. My stomach hurt, whatever. But I'm like, you know what? My appendix is out. I can play. London, Justin, where are you guys at? But I get it. You know, I think, you know, Reese, I never had an ankle injury. Never one time, man. Never. And I
did.
That's rare.
Yeah. Oh, you guys all did. June.
For a college basketball player, that's extremely rare.
I had.
I wore low tops, Marky. My knees were bad. My ankles. I could rip my ankle.
I had a bad one going into my senior year, right before we were playing the preseason NIT. And I turned it a high ankle, horrible. I thought I broke it. My toes were purple. It went all up into my calf. And I rushed back. That thing wasn't right until like almost the end of the year, going into tournament.
But nobody's ankle sprains are right, right? Like went through it. I was lucky. My knees were bad, as you know.
No, it was.
I had two scopes, the whole thing.
Shoot, I wish part of me wish I had broke it, because
would
have healed quicker than the sprain.
That's right. The sprain never goes away.
That thing was
bad. I'm not worried about it. You know, I think. You know, how's it go? Do you say, Reese, are you okay? Can you play? Or does Ethan just say you're out, or Tony, or you?
I think that's
the whole thing, man, because the guys want to play.
No doubt. I know he wants to. I know the competitor in him. The experts are going to make that call. And I think along with his input and whatever – they deem is the best course of action, that's what they're going to do. As much as we need him against this good Houston team, we also need him come January and February. You know,
it goes forward for sure.
Yeah. So
I'm not worried about Houston, by the way. We're winning this game. I'm telling you. I've watched them. I've watched them a lot. Alabama came back from down 14. I'm not worried. I'm not kidding. Box out. Play our game. Do our thing. You know, Kihei is going to be great. Whatever. But, Jay, my question of the week is this. And I didn't realize this, but you changed positions on the bench. You used to sit next to TB, Coach Tony Bennett,
right?
I
never sat next to him.
All right, whatever. Just stay with me.
Humor you. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, humor me.
Okay.
And now you're like 3 or 4 down, and you wear a different shirt, which is great because what's the kids' names? 115 and 41.
I wasn't expecting that, Dougie.
But I'm saying, Jay, no, Jay's sitting deeper. Is there a reason for that, or is that just you?
No. So
are you trying to be closer to the bigs and talk shit? Whatever.
No, no.
Oh my goodness. So,
another whistle, Mark. No, I quite honestly, Fresh, I'm in the same seat I've always sat in.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope.
I've never been beside Tom.
Marky, help me out here.
I can't.
All right. You used to be right next to him. All right, my bad.
No, I'm always two seats from him. So it was Ron before he left.
Yep.
And then it was Brad. I'm in the exact I don't even want to be up there. I'm in the exact same seat I've always been. It's called good karma.
Right.
I have a question.
You're superstitious.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have a question for you, Dougie.
Talk to me.
If UVA, and I know you're expecting UVA to win, and if we don't win and Reese doesn't play, I think that's a great time for somebody else to get experience and big deal.
No.
If UVA wins, right, go beat Albany, beat Miami in Miami, does UVA have a chance to go undefeated? And if not, when is the first time we lose?
We don't lose this year. I told you that, Mark.
You guys are crazy. You know that?
No, I'm telling you, you guys surprised me early. I thought we would have lost one or two by now. And we didn't. You know what the record was? 18-19, 66-6. That's an unlucky number, right? 666.
What are you talking about?
Ty Jerome, Mark's son, as a sophomore, junior.
Yeah.
Y'all were 66-6.
Going into the Final Four?
Winning the championship. You guys, you lost three games both years. This feels very similar to me, man. As I never would have thought about it, never would have guessed it, but you know, you're doing it. I'm not worried about Houston.
I'm glad you're not, Fresh. I'm not.
No, you're worried, but I get it. But there's a solution. You box out. We talked about it last time. You box out and you play hard, and you punch and you punch, and that's what it is. So they don't make shots.
Yeah. I wish it was as easy as you guys.
It is easy. It's that easy, man.
We're not going to lose a game. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, Mark, we'll lose one or two, maybe three. It'll be a surprise, but you know, I was just more worried about why was Jason moving his seat, and I guess he told me I'm wrong. So
No,
he changed his shirt. You guys all change your shirts.
So we've gone casual, which I love.
No, right? Of course. Absolutely. Me too.
But I've worn the numbers of the football guys. I've made it a point to have either a patch or that jersey
with
their numbers on it. So
absolutely. Well, speaking
of casual wear, do you have a spending allowance?
A spending for what?
For clothes that you have to wear on the sideline?
Good question, Marky.
No, I whatever my wife gives me. whatever allowance she allows me to go shop for, no.
Are you aware if TB has one?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but he can.
No, TB. He
can afford it. He can go.
No, Jay, stop. You just walk into your office and there's shirts. Stop.
No, I don't. There's no. No. So I mean, we get like Nike allotment and stuff like that, but.
When you're wearing suits on the sidelines, just like TV personalities, right?
Yeah, it's expensive.
They can afford it too. They have a spending allowance, right?
No, we don't. We don't. But I tell you, I will. I'll give TB a cool shout out. Every year, he would take the staff for Christmas when we were dressing up, and he'd go get us custom suits. So that was pretty cool. And we spend a day, go to the tailor, have some pizza and just sit and get size and pick out your material and pattern and you get a suit or sport coat and slack. So He did that every year.
He's a true generous dude.
No, he's a good dude. So I do miss that.
Yeah, well, you got to bring it back, man.
Yeah, no,
that was like the quarterback. The quarterback buys on Saturday.
That was a cool Christmas gift that he would do for the staff.
So maybe if you wear one on Saturday, it could be a hint.
No, I'm not worried. If we never go back, I'm perfectly fine with that. I love being in slacks and sneakers and, you know, polo or whatever.
What is your go-to sneaker?
I mixed it up this year. I've got a Dunk that I wear. There's an Air Force that I wear, Air Force One, a Flyknit, and then there's a Pegasus that I wear.
White or UVA colors? Or different color?
Different. So the Pegasus is like a orange and khaki shoe. It's actually pretty cool. And then the Dunk is a blue and gray Dunk. And then the Flyknit is like a multicolored blue with a white swoosh. So I mix those in.
Okay.
What size? What are you, 13?
14. 12? 14. 14? So I'm trying to keep up with Tony and Orlando. Those are the two shoe guys on our staff. Tone is a shoe fanatic.
Really?
Orlando's got a sneaky good shoe wardrobe.
Well, so Tony must be like 11, right?
I'm not sure.
The reason I'm saying I'm 11, and you know you owe me.
Are you saying you're this?
I'm saying
the
hint, I wear a size 11. The last person that gave me shoes was Grant Hill, by the way.
Really?
Sherry Greer was his manager. You know Sherry.
Yeah.
And she came and visited me in Brazil, and he sent me two pair of shoes, size 11 Adidas, a basketball shoe and a running shoe. So hint, TB, 11. It's easy. You know,
I asked Jay Willie earlier on the show what he was going to get you for Christmas.
I'm getting you something from Reese Beekman. Autograph Reese something.
Hey, man, Reese already owes me shorts. He told me. Last time I saw him, I'm like, yo, Reese, in Brooklyn. I'm like, homeboy, we talked about this. You owe me a pair of shorts. He's like, yeah, it's up in the room. I'm like, I get it. I'm not going to your room, young boy.
Right, you got anything else for us tonight?
That's all I got, man. You know, I'm really excited about this game. And I'm ecstatic that they're coming back. We went to Houston. It was tough. And Houston's got problems. In JPJ. Trust me. Trust me on that, Marky.
I love your confidence, Fresh.
You know,
hey, man, it's easy. It's an easy formula.
You know, Ron Sanchez was always so cool after games. We're like, if we lost a game, Ty's first year or second year, wait, was Ronnie on the staff? Yeah, Ron's second year too. And I would just be like, I would be upset. And I was like, big deal. It's one game. Right? We lost. Okay. That's how I feel about this game. I mean, like, of course I want to win. I want you guys to win. I want there to be a perfect record. I want to be really successful. I want to make a statement. I want this, the recruits are going to be in the building. Fans are going to be so excited. I want to put Houston away because they're like bullies. That's how I see them. I think a lot of people see them as bullies. No. But, okay. I think this team has such a great future. At one game in the middle of the season or first third of the season is not going to make a difference. Losing a game early on is not going to make such a difference whether or not this team goes to the Final Four or not. Or if they do lose, maybe they'll learn from it. And if Reese doesn't play, it gives them somebody an opportunity to gain experience.
Yep. Well, I want to be sure that I'm here on this. I'm not okay losing. I want to win.
I'm with right? you, Fresh.
I'm not going like to be, losing. We lost. It's okay. We're good. Nope.
No, I'm with you. I wish I was more like Ron, and I admired him for that. But I took losing hard. I wouldn't talk to people. I wouldn't eat. I'd go home and I'd be miserable.
You're the same way as a player. You're the same way as a player, Jay.
Are you saying that's how you deal with a loss now, or that's how you dealt with a loss when you played?
Both.
Like I deal with them hard. I get over it, but initially, no, I don't have that in me. I wish I was more like that, quite honestly. I think our guys get over it quicker than we do.
For sure.
The players are on to the next game, like, you know, right after. So
listen, I was devastated after the UMBC loss for 3 weeks. A week later, I'm watching the players at a Kevin Hart concert, like with their arms and smiling and faces and with like just experiencing joy, which they should be, right? It's one game, they're over, it's a week later. And I'm still like, you know, I'm still miffed. And I'm watching these guys.
Oh, after that game, I didn't come out of the house. I think I drank beer for 2 straight weeks. I didn't shave or cut my hair. No, that was hard.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about when you talk about the resilience of
players
versus adults. Right?
Players have always been that way. I think I was that way. I think I took them hard as a player, but I was able to move on. You, as coaches, you take them hard. You got to see where you can get better, but you got to move on. But you know, immediately after, you don't want to be around me after L's. Not at all.
Yeah. Well, as players, Jay, we had things to do afterwards, right? We had, you know, we were in college. It was fun. There was stuff to go forward. You know,
right? Do I need to get a whistle right now?
Rest, what is,
close. We're
Mark,
getting close.
Mark, hey, Spence, get him out of here.
Hey, man, we used to get $12 after the game, win, lose, or draw. Me and Hav and Big Red, we buy like a 12-pack of like Coors Lights, and we were good. Made it go away. All right, get me out of here.
Take him away.
Get me out. All right, man.
All right, Fresh. Good to see you.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I'll see you Saturday. I can't wait.
1:30.
Yep.
1:30 Saturday pregame show.
All right, let's go. Go Hoos.
All right, Dougie. Thanks always. He's the greatest.
He's unbelievable.
He's the greatest. He is hilarious. So let me continue this. How do you deal with coming home, and how's your family deal with you when you lose?
Most of the time, they go home before me, and they just stay out of the way. it's hard. The first 24 hours is hard. Then I move on. I go home. If it's an evening game, they're fine because they go home. They get ready. The kids are in bed. You know, those 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock games, and I'm up. Like I'm watching the film again. I'm getting pissed all over again at whatever we did that I thought was not good. And I'm taking notes and telling Tone what we need to work on the next day. And I can't sleep. It's hard.
I was very fortunate during my time down at JPJ and after games going into the practice facility where all the players and fans and families would meet. I guess I would see you there. And if it was during a rare loss, you know, I guess you have to still remain professional, but still be, because you're saying hello to everybody, but it's still tough to deal with.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You put on the smile, you walk out. You got to say hi to the parents and do all of that. But, you know, back in the locker room, I'm sitting in there and steam's coming out. And it's funny because I guess Isaiah had no clue what it was like as a coach. And now he's on that end and he sees it. And, you know, early in the year, he's like, this is now I understand. Now I see what, I see what it's like. How do you guys do this? So, you know, he's getting firsthand taste of what coaching is all about.
Right. But and coaching is a profession and that's your business. And that's how you collect your paycheck, but also you're very passionate about it, which is great. You wouldn't be so good. And fortunately for you and the UVA staff, you guys have not experienced it too often. So kudos to you guys. So you don't have to be too upset.
No, We've had enough of them, though. We've had some big ones.
Right, but if you look at the percentages,
right,
you know, you're very fortunate. So I'm very happy for you. And again, it's we talked about earlier. It's great to see some good guys being on the good side of things too. So, all right, Houston Saturday, 2:00.
Yeah,
let's go get them. Right, we know it's going to be a battle. We know you're going to have the guys ready with Reese or without Reese. I'm anticipating a W. And then after that, you know, there's you got Dougie reporting that you guys are going to go undefeated.
I, you know.
So there's no reason for you to be upset this year.
No, I know. And that would be great to not be upset. But that's the odds of that happening. I better go play the lotto.
Of course. Absolutely. It's so hard. It's just
ridiculous. I'm sorry. I'm looking at my phone because Tone is texting me right now. He's like, all right, Keith, I need something. So I'm multitasking, Mark. Sorry.
Well, tell him you're on the Jay Willie show and you'll get back to him.
He don't want to hear that.
I'm kidding. No, please say hello for me.
No, we'll do.
And we'll let you get to it. And once again, it's always you do such a great job on your own show.
No, I appreciate it. Good to be on again. And we'll do this next week.
Next week, we'll have a report on Houston, right? And Albany.
Miami. You keep saying Albany.
Miami Wednesday. And Hav keeps talking about it because you're going to be in his background.
That's right. I need to try to catch up with him. Albany's after Christmas, correct?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, all it right. is. I believe the 28th.
Yeah. I think that's right.
28th, yeah. And then Georgia Tech on Christmas Eve. So Miami, you're going to be down in the at the bottom, as they refer to it there. And I think you'll be 2-0 by the next time we speak, banking on it.
From your lips to God's ears, let's make that happen.
All right. It'll be a wonderful Christmas present for the Williford family and the rest of the UVA staff. And, of course, all the fans. All right, Jay Wills, always great. Once again, we are sponsored by Rhines and Rogers, where Charlottesville gets engaged, and where you can also pick up wonderful holiday season items for your other half, your wonderful, your children, whoever you're thinking of, right? We thank Kevin and family so much for sponsoring us and being part of our family. Jay Wills, best of luck Saturday. We will talk to you next week.
Thanks, buddy.
Talk to you.
See you.